All right. Hello, my name is DeAndre Gorton, coming from you from the Make It Fair podcast.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
With me, I got a few guests, you know. I got Jayden, Marvin, woo, Keyshawn, Tanny, Josiah, and we got the presence of Zach and Mazat in the background. These are all Holy Family Academy students, including myself. We got a couple guests coming to you today. Few creators, few makers. Once again, my name is Dre Gorton, coming from you from SLB Studios. So the main topics I'm going to get into today is the education you need to become a maker, music production, and what makes these people want to become a maker. So any topics you guys want to get into before our guest comes down?
I feel like if you have creativity, you can be a maker.
Feel like if you have creativity, you can be a maker?
Yes.
Once again, I say imagination. You just need to have that. If you don't have that, what can you make? Everything is going to be bland and dry and not colorful and everything like that. So, of that nature.
Do you guys feel like creativity and imagination plays into a lot of things we see in this world?
Yes. If you don't have that, everything would be just really bland. I'm not saying everything has to be colorful, because people can draw, just it could be black and white and still be a very good creation or drawing or invention. Everything that's here is beautiful. Not necessarily everything, but when it comes to from the heart, it's beautiful.
All right. Let's get into topic two, music production. Let's just start off with some of y'all favorite artists is.
Kendrick Lamar.
Lamar.
Drago.
Good look, bro.
Agree. Drago.
Agree.
Good look. What about y'all two?
Beyonce.
Drago.
Beyonce. All right.
She gonna say Drake, y'all watch.
Drake.
I told y'all.
Drake. All right. So we got a few heads. We got Kendrick. We got me. Beyonce.
Fuego.
Fuego.
Lil Durk.
J. Cole. Durk.
J. Cole. All right. I said a lot of days.
I would like to add one. Daniel Caesar.
Yes.
Vince Staples. He's hard.
Yes.
Tyler. Tyler the Creator.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Frank Ocean's hard.
Jay-Z.
It's only five of us. We're just naming rappers.
Man. Tyler the Creator don't rap no more, bro.
Logic.
Yeah, huh? He just dropped the album.
Who, Tyler the Creator?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Even though he's even though he's done with the mantle, Childish Gambino.
What's up with Hobson?
History. So we'll start with Marvin, because he said Kendrick. What stands out to you about Kendrick?
He's like a really I wouldn't say spiritual rapper, but he's like really, really into, and you can like really feel where he's coming
real.
From.
The soul. He hits your soul.
Yeah.
Ooh, bang bang.
All right. We'll just skip because they're working on their mic right now.
I like Chance the Rapper and Childish Gambino, because that's what I started listening to them when I was young. Like, I just started, they touched my soul. I just like the flow and what they're speaking, because they're not always talking about bang bang, all this other stuff. They're really talking about.
Definitely feel it. I feel it.
What's funny?
You said bang bang.
Like, a lot of like hard scenes.
Well, what's up with y'all two? Why do y'all like your artists?
I like my favorite artist because I can understand where he's coming from. You know, Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Like, he speaks a lot of real stuff, and I feel like I've been through some of the stuff he went through, too. Like, he be singing, like, yeah, so, you know.
Rapping and the singing.
I got you. I got you.
It's catchy.
It's like the melody. It makes it catchy.
He'll start rapping and then add a little
melody
singing
to
part
it.
Into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got you. Josiah, why do you feel like you can connect with Beyonce? Yeah, whenever you want to, bro.
I can't really connect with her. I just like her music.
I feel that.
All she want to see.
Shower music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guys, for those of you who don't know, when we say the word shower music, that's basically music just playing in the background, you know? Like, you feel like you can't really connect to it that much, but you like it still. Because it's, like, everybody likes music. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, shower music, the background noise.
Another reason why I like Drago, because that's my friend. I feel like he came a long way from the beginning of high school till now.
Grand.
Yeah, and I like how he turned out. And I feel like don't nobody in the school grind as much as he do, because he takes the time to go through all these little press conferences, even though I know you don't want to. But he tries to get noticed as much as he can, tries to get a lot of help.
So Grand.
I feel like I can understand where he's coming from. And I watch him grow as a person.
Since we're talking about Drago, you can add me on SoundCloud at Drago with 4 dots.
You're Drago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bro, what?
Wow. Drago.
It'll be a
behind.
The one that's missing, it would be a little logo pops up, you know. I wish I could, like, actually see what I'm talking about.
It's like a pop-up.
Yeah, I got a logo. So, yeah, it's pop me tag. With a bandana on and flower in my ear holding up a peace sign that says Drago over it.
Drago.
So, yeah, you know.
He's a very inspirational rapper.
I try to be inspirational. So,
always yeah. Positive vibes.
My favorite rapper, Cole. My top three is Cole, Kendrick. And I'll go with Childish. I like those three people because all of their art has a message to it and it takes a lot of thought and inspiration. And I like to define the difference between a rapper and an artist by, well, there's a big difference between things like that. I categorize it. There's a rapper, and a rapper is basically someone that's doing it but don't really have a message behind what they're doing. They're just doing it to do it. There's an MC, and an MC is someone that can speak to you, you know, someone that can go on stage and rap their whole song, and you can feel what they're saying, and they don't even have to jump around. They can just stand there the whole time, you know. And then there's an artist, and an artist is someone that can vary their sound and connect with everyone, you know. I feel like those three people, Cole, Kendrick, and Childish, are artists because not only do they relate to the African-American community, but they can just talk about anything. They can tell stories in their music, and really, if you haven't went through the same thing, you can understand where they're coming from. So, yeah, because every song you go into, it's not basically about like, okay, this is what I want to make a song about. Because you know, I never go into a song like, this is what I want to make the song about. It just kind of like flows through as the beat goes on.
I think like the beat controls the flow. Like if you have a flowy type beat, like it's like you're just gonna flow along with it. And you can, like, just from imagination, back again, you can make a whole song just from freestyling and the beat. The beat can change whether how, like, how you feel and what you do with it.
All right, so let's get into, what education do we feel like we need to become a maker? And our guest is coming in a couple minutes, guys. He's coming down there at 10:15. It is currently 10:12. So, yeah. What education do you feel like you need to become a maker?
I don't really think you really need that much education to be a maker. You just have to have like the feeling.
You should go to art school, though, to learn certain techniques.
Imagination.
Yeah. Exactly. All you need is that.
Which there are a few schools that can help you with that. The University of Arts,
Carnegie Mellon,
et cetera, et cetera. All right, welcome back.
Drake.
This is the Maker Faire Podcast with Drake Gordon, Jay and Marvin, Keyshawn, Tierra, Trey, Josiah, and we have the presence of Michael and Zach. With us, we have one of the makers. What's your name, sir?
Hey, my name is Kevin Bracken. I'm a co-lead of Heavy Meta, which is the giant fire-breathing dragon outside.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, pretty cool thing. Pretty cool thing.
Look nice.
All right, so we have a few questions, a few, you know, genres. So what made you want to create? What made you want to be a maker?
Sure. So for 12 years, my wife Marie and I, she's the chief designer of the dragons. I've been going to Burning Man for 12 years. And so at Burning Man, you'll see
never mind, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So Burning Man, if you're not familiar with it, it's a massive city in the desert, temporary city. For 1 week around Labor Day, this was the 31st Burning Man. And one of the art traditions at Burning Man is these massive mutant vehicles. So people take a car or a bus or a golf cart or whatever, and then they turn it into a huge piece of art.
Like, what's that movie, Mad Max?
Yeah. It's the aesthetic is definitely very Mad Max inspired. But people make all kinds of stuff. I mean, there are entire categories of art cars. There are enough boat art cars that they have like a boat party, or there's enough animal art cars, they have an animal party called the Wild Kingdom. So the first art car we built was the Prodigal Swan. We built that last year. The Prodigal Swan was amazing and beautiful. We built it in Oakland, California. But the problem with it was that we have a huge crew. We have like 75 people, and the Swan could only hold about 6 people. So we wanted to make a much bigger one this year, and so we made the Dragon Heavy Meta. And the dragon can hold about 35 people. I wouldn't say it's safe, but we can do it. So we also wanted to make sure that the art car we built this year had room for like a massive sound system so we could be a rolling party wherever we went. And so the dragon has like a 15,000-watt sound system. It can move. It can shoot a 20-foot fireball at the mouth, a 10-foot fireball out the tail. And it's really like the culmination of everything we wanted to do.
How long did it take you to make that?
We started building the dragon on February 1st, and we finished it on June 1st. So, I mean, it was an incredibly short timeline, but we wanted to finish it by an event in Ontario called Hyperborea. So, you know, we kind of rushed to finish it, but and then we have been making improvements over time as we've been going to these maker fairs.
Okay, so I realized, you know, I heard you say you have a sound system in there so it can be a moving party. You have the Drake on your shirt. You know, you said you're a native of Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
So can you give me some of your favorite artists? And why is that your favorite artist?
Yeah, totally. So I would say that of our crew, I mean, we have deep roots in the rave scene. And but I would say that, like, the sound that really is defining our group right now is Deep House. Our chief fabricator, Matt Von Wild, he's the head of a Deep House collective in Toronto called Secret Society. And so Secret Society is like a lot of like chilled out house beats, techno. But then we also are very popular at like bass music festivals. So I would say, like, yeah, my favorite artist that's played on the Dragon at an EDM festival is Bill Slinton. I love that guy. He's like more like trap. Yeah, Bill Slinton. I love his name. It's very sleazy. But so yeah, I mean, like, bass music sounds great on our sound system. Just like dubstep, more like chunky house, drum and bass. That's kind of what we're all about.
Is there a lot of creativity in Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, Toronto's an amazing city. It's the same size as Chicago. I don't think a lot of people realize that. But so we're about like 3 million people on the north shore of Lake Ontario. I'm actually from New York originally, but I moved to Canada 12 years ago. And the art scene there is really blossoming in a huge way. And so after we built Heavy Meta, we challenged the local community to build 9 more art cars. We are kind of we're the largest art car in Canada, but people have answered the challenge, and now people are building 4 more. And so there's going to be a UFO launcher built on a bus. There's going to be a big cathedral also built on a bus. There's going to be a jackalope, like a rabbit with like deer antlers. And then there's going to be a flying toaster that serves toast. It's going to have a bar, and it's also going to be like a food truck. So, yeah, there will be like drinks and toast.
Now, did you go to college to do
this? No, I studied political science at the University of Toronto. And I would say that I didn't really... I mean, yeah, what I'm doing now is not really related to my degree. But, I mean, metalwork is something that kind of began as a hobby, but I've started to learn a lot more about it. Metalwork, carpentry, fabrication, flame effects. And there's a great place in Toronto called Site3 where you can learn a lot of these skills. So, yeah, right now, I mean, we have like a 2,000-square-foot shop in Toronto. We have a CNC cutting machine. We have a laser cutter. We have welding machines. We have tools of every imaginable variety. So, yeah, we can make just about anything.
Do you feel that being a maker stems more from the person itself than the educational background?
I think it does. I think our team is incredibly diverse. I would say our team is about 75% women, which I think is pretty uncommon for a makerspace. And most of the makerspaces that I've been to are predominantly men. And so the women on our team, most of them, this is their first time welding, their first time cutting sheet metal. But yeah, I would say that very few people on our team actually have professional or educational experience in fabrication. There are definitely some exceptions. Like, I mean, we have like a diesel mechanic on our team, but his interest in our project mostly stems from his love of like off-roading and modifying vehicles. And so, like, some people, they like to lift up their Jeep like 4 inches so they can go off-roading, and he considered this like the ultimate kind of like car modification challenge.
Could you explain the fire? Because I've seen that it comes with the mouth and the
tail.
Yeah,
totally, totally. So the flame effects that we use, they're propane flame effects or LPG flame effects. And the reason we use it is because it's like the absolute safest that you can do. There's a lot of ways to make flame effects. Like, the most common you see at a concert is like solid pyro, right? Mm-hmm. It's like sparks. They shoot up in the air in front of the performer. Or there are these little systems called isopar. They're kind of like disposable flame effects. They're not very safe. If you saw Tomorrowland, like, there was a massive fire at Tomorrowland over the summer, and they had to evacuate the whole festival. That was because they were using isopar flame effects that didn't ignite properly. So we use propane flame effects. The way it works is we have our liquid propane tank, and that sits toward the tail of the Dragon, and then it runs through a series of hoses to accumulator tanks. So when you open the main fuel tank, the propane travels as a gas into the accumulator tanks, right? And then we use electromagnetic controlled valves, and they release the propane to the pilot light, which ours are electric, and then that creates like the huge fireball.
All right, well, that's about our time. Thank you for the interview.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, hello. I am back with the Maker Faire podcast. I am Dre Gordon, coming from you from SLB Studios. We got our next guest. Can you introduce yourself for me?
You bet. My name is Katie Dement. I'm a certified teaching artist with the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse.
So we got three overriding topics that we kind of want to get into, starting with what educational background do you have, and do you feel like that implements with you being a maker?
You're not going to like my answer. I'm completely self-taught. I do have a high school education. I have spent many years in colleges, but I do not have a degree. However, I do have a certification through the University of the Arts in Philadelphia to do what I've been doing for over 25 years, and that is teaching people how to be creative and how to make art.
So what did you create today? Like, what is out there for us to see?
Well, today I'm here with the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse. We redirect things from the landfill and put them into the, as we say, artisphere. Mm. We create community engagement through conservation and reuse. So by reusing materials, we make new things. Today, we're making musical instruments.
Ooh.
What made you do that?
To make musical instruments?
Yes.
Well, I heard there's a parade. And, you know, nothing makes a parade like a band.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How do you teach people to be creative?
That's tricky. Generally, with Creative Reuse, we offer you a bounty, a buffet of reclaimed art materials. And that's generally fairly inspirational. But we also follow it up with a challenge. Rather than using glue to just snack everything together, we challenge you to put things together without using glue. We bring tools, things that you may not generally get to use in your normal lives, and you can pierce, lace, staple, sticker things together rather than using tape, all with reclaimed materials to create. So to inspire you, we give you materials and new tools and a loose, open-ended idea of what you might want to make.
What recycled tools did you bring today?
Well, the tools that we bring are recycled. People donate them to us for you to use. We have hammers. We bring hole punching tools. We have small hand drills, scissors, your standard crafting tools like staples, things like that.
So what made you individually want to start creating?
I have been an artist all my life. I have learning disabilities like dyslexia and ADD. So school was a little bit of a challenge for me, but my parents were very supportive, knowing that I would have a destiny in the creative world. So they always encouraged me to make art, and I've actually been making art out of reclaimed materials and making my living at it my entire life, 55 years. I got my job, I got my house, I'm doing all right.
You know, you're making musical instruments. What are some of your inspirations when it comes to music? Who's your favorite artist?
Ooh,
why do you like them?
Last night, I saw a band from Lima, Peru, Los Wimbles, and they're a group of wonderful people from the Andes that all speak Spanish, no English, and they rocked the house. They had all kinds of rhythm instruments and singers, and just it was super fun. So I am very inspired by that band today. But I like to listen to a lot of alternative world music.
To rewind a little bit, what other projects have you done before?
Well, in my personal life, I am a paper maker. That's what my primary art form. I make paper. I make things out of paper. I print on it. I make paper for other artists. But I also love to sew. I've been making costumes and clothing and mascots and things like that for about 20 years now.
When you first started out, was it hard for you, like, to get help to start off? Like,
making art and being creative was never difficult for me, but making it into a business was always a challenge. I wish that I had maybe been a better student and had some of the tools, some of the technology that you guys have available to you. Because when I was in high school, when we had to write a paper, we had to type it. Like by a typewriter, one key at a time, without a computer. Yes, that's how old I am. And so having a computer that can edit my work and save my work and help me be a better communicator has made me a better business person.
All right, this is like a an off-topic question. When you were younger, did you ever think like the world would have the technology that it has now?
I didn't really even think about technology. I have always been a maker, and I would always just look at the materials and the things that I had on hand to be creative with, and I really didn't think about how much I was going to need or use technology until it was offered to me. Right. I've had a URL for my website since 1989. And back then, there was, like, barely any internet for people to look at it. But everybody's like, my friend was like, you will need this website. And I've had that same URL for my entire career. www.thepaperlady.com. Got my plug.
Nice plug. Nice plug.
You bet. So, hey, guys, I'm here from Creative Reuse, so I'd like to plug them, too. We have an awesome shop in Point Breeze. We're open every day of the week. We got all kinds of stuff. We're having a huge fabric sale if you'd like to get crafty with that. And you can go to pccr.org to find out more.
We have a few guests with us just listening in. One more time. You said
Mike.
Devin.
Aiden.
And they're from Northgate. So, yeah, we're going to have a little reflection on our interviewers. How do you guys feel about them?
I think they went really well. We picked some good people to be interviewed.
So with the first guy from Toronto,
with the dragon. I just like his style and
I like the shirt.
The artwork. He was just very cool and laid back, and he just didn't have a problem about talking about what he did.
Mm-hmm. Very comfortable, yeah. Which was good.
Yeah, I like his design that he did and like how he pursued it.
Yeah, it's like the first thing you see.
It's very eye-catching, but I liked his shirt because they had one of my favorite artists on there, Drake, and that's why I like, oh, yeah, he's hard. I know you like Drake. He's a Drake fan, got a shirt on. Yeah.
All right, how do you feel about the second guest?
She was cool because she made paper. She just made paper. Like, she made paper.
No trees. just made
paper. Yeah, just made paper. Like,
she said, out here just making paper.
Yeah. Like, she low-key came from the struggle, too. Like, the struggle.
Yeah, low-key.
Like, low-key. Like, she
seems like she's fun to be around, too.
I like her vibe, her energy.
And I like how she, like, came up, too, from, like, typewriter. So, like, that. Like, she barely had no internet.
The guest, y'all might have asked you a few questions. You know, we can kind of base that into a conversation. A lot of our interviewers, we've been talking about music and production and things like that. Can we get some of your favorite artists and why are they your favorite artists?
Personally, I'm more into like EDM and dubstep and all that kind of stuff. But I do listen to jazz occasionally. Like, I'm very mixed and matched with how I listen to my music. And personally, I have way too many favorite artists for me to even pick one. I can't really say who my favorite artists are, but I can say that I find most of my most artists on the YouTube channel. That'd be Dubstep Gutter, and I really like that channel, and I've been subscribed to it for about 3 years now, and overall, music production has been getting better and better and better. I'm seeing a lot more creative stuff, and it's really awesome to see what new people can come up with. It's very creative.
Okay.
I am more of a fan of rap music, but I'm also, same with him, I'm more of a fan of dubstep. Dubstep Gutter, YouTube mostly. But I also like Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I definitely listen to Eminem. He'd probably be my favorite. I listen to a lot of his songs. Like, you can tell how he's gone through with like the phases of his music. He has appeals to like everyone. He has the sad songs, the upbeat, happy songs, you know, all that. I definitely also listen to, like, covers because it's, like, you're supporting the smaller artists that are put a lot of time and effort into doing the songs that other people have made, and it's just, they normally turn out really good.
So, wait, I have a question for you. So, did you hear that DDG, you know who that is?
You know who DDG is?
No.
Pontiac Made? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just writes them back, too. It's
you got to look, crazy. You got to watch it. No, that was the ghostwriter, bro. That wasn't.
All right, let's kind of get more back on tangent to Maker Faire.
Yeah, Maker Faire. Yeah. Stuff.
Why are you guys at Maker Faire? What brings you here?
Well, I decided to come because I haven't been to the Children's Museum in years, and I thought it'd be nice to reflect on what I
what I liked as a kid and what kind of stuff people are doing now. Seeing all these really creative things, like I've been seeing 3D printers outside, I've seen that like Iron Dragon outside, like the things that people can make if they put their mind to it, it's insane, it's really bizarre. And if you're like encouraged to like continue with like making music or creating like a new art form, maybe making like the tallest Lego tower in the entire world, then if you just set your mind to it and you go for it, then eventually you can achieve that.
Okay, you guys got anything else to say?
No, but pretty much I came here because he invited me, but I've never been here, so it's a good first experience so far.
Okay. Wait, I got one more question for you. Did you take a tour around the museum yet?
No, not yet.
You need to do that while you guys spend time living.
A lot of the people that are here are younger kids, and it's really cool to see what these younger kids can actually do. And it's like South Fayette County, it's the school outside is basically all run by the kids. And it's really cool to see what they can do.
Mm. Coming from SLB Studios at the Maker Fair Podcast, I am Dre Gordon, 11th grader from Holy Family Academy. Today we have some of the people that's been looking at Maker Fair, so we'll go around the line and see who everyone is.
My name is Caleb, and so far today we saw a few tents from other schools.
My name is Eli. I haven't really seen much today yet.
My name is Toby.
My name is Ryder, and I saw this really cool dragon outside.
My name is Philip, and I also saw the exact same dragon. There are also some cool other tents of stuff.
Hello, my name is Lucia, and I definitely saw the dragon too, and it spit fire, and that was super awesome. And I saw like a bubble machine, a bunch of other cool stuff. And a person making metal helmets, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what school are you guys from?
Folk.
Anyone can answer.
Folk.
Oh, where's that at?
Right across in the VA hospital
in Oakland. Okay. And they have everyone else in the background. Guys, you want to say hi?
Hi!
All right, so... What are some things you guys are into, you know, just individually? What do you like to do? What do you do? Music you listen to? Let's just talk, you know?
I like to play soccer.
You like to play soccer? How long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was like 5.
Since you were like 5? How old are you now?
12.
Oh, big dog.
I like to play baseball.
Baseball. How long have you been playing baseball?
Since I was like 5 or 6.
And I'm assuming you're like 12?
13.
Ooh, bigger dog. All right. How about you?
I like video games, like, a lot.
That's what's up. What video games do you play?
Call of Duty, Battlefront.
Okay.
A lot of first-person shooters.
Have you ever looked into being, like, a YouTuber or anything like that?
Yes, a lot. I don't have a channel yet, but, like, there's this streaming app thing that I use sometimes.
I wouldn't really say that I do something that I would, that is like specific or something that defines me, but something that I do often is drawing.
Okay, what do you like to draw?
Anything, really.
Anything. That's what's up. We'll get back to that. We just want to get everybody's time.
I'm like really big on musical theater and like singing, dancing and stuff. So, I mean, I go to PMT, I do that sort of stuff, but otherwise I'm like, it's me.
Okay, well, the thing overriding what Make It Fair is creativity, you know? What are some things that you feel like make someone creative, or how do you feel like creativity stems from everyone? Start with anyone. So you said you like to draw. Mm-hmm. You know, creativity has a big part in that. How do you feel like your creativity and your imagination plays into that?
Usually, I guess, whatever I draw, is just I sit down and think if I think I can draw it or if I think I can draw it well, then I just end up drawing it, and if it... is crap, then I go, okay, well, it's crap. If it's not, then I'm like, all right, it's okay. I can maybe like do more of these. I can do more stuff with this drawing.
Okay. How much creativity do you feel like the people that's been, all the makers had to put into to do this stuff? Had to be pretty creative, right?
They need to be very creative,
like a lot.
Do you feel like you guys can do something creative or create something?
No. We made something last year.
What'd you make last year?
We made like these
musical instruments.
We made these musical instruments that are like made out of pipes, and you like bang them with paddles, and like so the pipes are coming down, and then it's kind of like a xylophone.
Yeah, we made like.
But it didn't really end up. They didn't really end out really too well.
What makes you say they didn't end up that well?
It didn't really a lot work. Of them broke and stuff.
They broke. Well, did they make a noise?
Yes.
Then it worked. But the kids made music.
One of the people playing them last year broke like every paddle we had.
Yeah.
That's what happens with people.
Yeah.
Kind of injuries. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys got anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to say? Sure. All right. So thank you from the students from Folk, right?
Yep.
Thank you. All right, guys. Okay. Well, thank you to our newer guests. That concludes our episode. The SLB. Maker Faire podcast from Youth Express, recorded live from SMB, like I said. Special thanks to all of our interviewers, our interviewees, thank you, I'd like to give a shout out to our teachers at Holy Family Academy. I'll give a shout out to the Northgate teachers too, even though I don't know them.